Well, hello and welcome once more to our inspirational poetry series. I'll now give you a sampling of some of the all-time great Christian poetry. I realize that none of this is officially a sermon, and here we are on sermon audio, but the messages of these poems do preach, you will see. Some of the greatest of Christian poetry is in your hymn book, to which I will refer you. I won't be giving you, at least I don't think, too many things that have been set to music here. But you can find those very easily yourself. And I'm also posting no written copies of any of these things that I will give you now, because they're all readily available online from other sources. Just wanted to share them with you for those who like to just listen to a good message in poetic form. Ever heard of John Milton? Now here's John Milton's famous sonnet on his blindness. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days, in this dark world and wide, and that one talent, which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker, and present my true account, lest he, returning, chide. Doth God exact day labor, light denied, I fondly ask? But patience, to prevent that murmur, soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands at his bidding speed, and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. And then we have something that Christ said, at least that's what George MacDonald thought. I said, let me walk in the fields. He said, no, walk in the town. I said, there are no flowers there. He said, no flowers, but a crown. I said, but the skies are black. There's nothing but noise and din. And he wept as he sent me back. There's more, he said. There's sin. I said, but the air is thick. The fogs are veiling the sun. He answered, yet souls are sick, and souls in the dark undone. I said, I shall miss the light, and friends will miss me, they say. He answered, choose tonight, if I am to miss you or they. I pleaded for time to be given. He said, is it so hard to decide? It will not seem hard in heaven to have followed the steps of your guide. I cast one look at the fields and then set my face to the town. He said, my child, do you yield? Will you leave the flowers for the crown? And into his hand went mine, and into my heart came he. And I walk in a light divine, the path I had feared to see. How about this one? The author is unknown, but I think you've heard the poem before. Last eve, I passed beside a blacksmith's door. I heard the anvil ring the vesper chime, and then looking in, I saw upon the floor old hammers, worn with beating years of time. How many anvils have you had, said I, to wear and batter all these hammers so? Just one, said he, and then with twinkling eye, the anvil wears the hammers out, you know. Ah, and so thought I, the anvil of God's word, for ages skeptics' blows have beat upon. Yet, though the noise of falling blows was heard, the anvil is unharmed, the hammer's gone. Ah, that's a good one, I like that. W.J. Sukow is credited with this one. We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. We would look upon the light in that divinely human face. where lofty majesty and tender grace in blended beauty shone. We would see Jesus, and would hear again the voice that charmed the thousands by the sea, spoke peace to sinners, set the captives free, and eased the sufferer's pain. We would see Jesus, yet not him alone, but see ourselves as in our Maker's plan, and in the beauty of the Son of Man see man upon his throne. We would see Jesus, and let him impart the truth he came along among us to reveal, till in the gracious message we should feel the beating of God's heart. Clinton Scollard wrote, "Sanctuary, let us put by some hour of every day for holy things. Whether it be when dawn peers through the window pane, or when the noon flames like a burnished topaz in the vault, or when the thrush pours in the ear of Eve its plaintive monody. Some little hour wherein to hold rapt converse with the soul from sordidness and self a sanctuary, swept by the winnowing of unseen wings and touched by the white light ineffable." Here's one for you, four-liner by Willard Waddles. It's called Creeds. How pitiful are little folk. They seem so very small. They look at stars and think they are denominational. How about that one? Here's one by Samuel Wilberforce you may have heard before. "Lord, for tomorrow and its needs I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin just for today. Let me both diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and deed just for today. Let me be slow to do my will, prompt to obey. Help me to mortify my flesh just for today. Let me no wrong or idle word unthinking say. Set thou a seal upon my lips just for today. Let me in season, Lord, be grave. Let me be gay. Let me be faithful to thy grace just for today. And if today my tide of life should ebb away, give me thy sacraments divine, sweet Lord, today. And so for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. But keep me, guide me, love me, Lord, just for today." And we page through all these poems. Here's one by Charles D. Meigs called Others. "Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayers will be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true and know that all I do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep, and all in vain may efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done and my new work in heaven begun, may I forget the crown I've won while thinking still of others. Others, Lord. Yes, others. Let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee." Robert Browning wrote The Common Problem. "The common problem, yours, mine, everyone's, is not to fancy what were fair in life, provided it could be, but finding first what may be, and then find how to make it fair up to our means, a very different thing. My business is not to remake myself, but to make the absolute best of what God made." Here's one called Prayer by Alfred Tennyson. It may sound a little familiar. "More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Wherefore let thy voice rise like a fountain for me night and day. For what are men better than sheep or goats that nourish a blind life within the brain if, knowing God, they lift not hands of prayer, both for themselves and those who call them friend? For so the whole round earth is every way bound by gold chains about the feet of God. Amen. Told you these are sermons, even though they sound like poems. Here's a prayer for teachers. I don't know if this is just any teacher anywhere, but you can make it the Christian teacher, the Sunday school teacher, or whatever. It's written by Marguerite Emilia. As to the seer in ancient time, the angel came with coal aflame and touched his lips that he might speak. O God, in thine almighty name, so to us in this later day, send down a purifying ray. Put forth thy hand and touch our mouths, whose holy task it is to teach and guide the minds of eager youth, that we may have inspiring speech. Grant us vast patience, insight wise, the open mind and heart and eyes. Thus cleansed and quickened may we go and teach those in the morn of life the beauty and the might of peace, the sin and ugliness of strife. Then shall the angel's voice proclaim, you too have spoken in God's name. Evening Prayer by Maud Battersby. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, Lord, good Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I myself should suffer through the strain, good Lord, forgive. If I have craved for joys that are not mine, if I have let my wayward heart repine, dwelling on things of earth, not things divine, good Lord, forgive. If I have been perverse or hard or cold, if I have longed for shelter in thy fold when thou hast given me some part to hold, good Lord, forgive. Forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. That which I know not, Father, teach thou me. Help me to live. Amen. Here's Alfred Tennyson again. Ring out wild bells, ring out wild bells to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells, let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind. For those that here we see no more, ring out the feud of rich and poor, ring in redress to all mankind, ring out false pride in place and blood, the civic slander and the spite, ring in the love of truth and right, ring in the common love of good, ring out old shapes of foul disease, ring out the narrowing lust of gold, ring out the thousand wars of old, ring in the thousand years of peace, ring in the valiant man and free, the larger heart, the kindlier hand, ring out the darkness of the land, and ring in the Christ that is to be. Amen to that. Oh, wow. Well, when Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drave great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They never heard a hair of him. They only let him die. for men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained, the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried for Calvary. Written by G. A. Studdard Kennedy. Good Friday, you drove the nails in his white, white feet. I pierced each tender hand, and we laughed as we lifted the cross on high, too wise to understand. You gave him the gall and vinegar. I thrust the lance in his side. Yet they say it was years and years ago that the Savior was crucified. Powerful, isn't it? Edgar Daniel Kramer wrote that one called Good Friday. The one before it was called Indifference. How are you feeling by now? Let's take a break between this one and the next one. What do you say? Not a whole lot left in this pile. I got several piles, though. Hang in there. Refusal. Raymond Krasinski. Here's my heart. It's clean. I give it, Lord, to thee. And then I saw God plainly, turn aside from me. I do not want your heart closed tightly to other men. Open it up, my child, and return it to me again. This one is called Death in Life. We don't know the author. He always said he would retire when he had made a million clear. And so he toiled into the dusk from day to day, from year to year. At last he put his ledgers up and laid his stock reports aside. But when he started out to live, he found he had already died. Ouch. Ouch. Man. Painful. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. Wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells, more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote that one. Wow. Let me go over here, see what else I can find. You know what? I think I will wait till next time. Sorry. This is long enough, isn't it? I have one more of these. We'll do this one more time, and then we'll be finished with the poetry series. God bless you today. Hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.